Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Dumping Ground. I'm your host, Makisha Clayton Lee. I am a certified life coach. I want to thank the listeners who listen to the show every week. Thank you so much. Thank you for leaving your comments. I truly appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. Please go back and listen to prior episodes. All of the shows are archived. Enough about me. I created this platform to be a listening ear and a safe place where you can dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. I'm Coach Lee. I'm here to prepare you for the game of life. There is greatness on the inside of each and every one of us. To get to that next level, we all need that push. So think of me. I'm the push girl. For the month of May, each episode, I will be interviewing business owners. We will call these episodes business moments. My favorite quote is, do not despise small beginnings. Because everything starts with the vision, prayer, and execution. And with these three ingredients, small beginnings can develop into something that will blow your mind. Each business owner will share their business stories and tips. I will provide their website, their social media information, so the Dump the Ground listeners can support our minority business owners. Tonight, I have an amazing business owner. I have an amazing business owner who I've been knowing for, is that a baby cry? Okay, no tears. I've been knowing her for at least 16 years. I met her when my daughter was 5. Ariel will be 21 in June, so it's really dear to my heart. She is a master cosmetologist, and she's been a master cosmetologist for 13 years in Atlanta. She co-owns and the co-founder of Coco Growth hair oils, body oils, and serums. She owns Hey Girly Wigs Boutique, where she customized wigs, and all those wigs you've been seeing, she done them for me. She's done my daughter hair and my hair for 13 years, and she's pretty much my family, and Dumping Ground family. I want to give a warm welcome to Ebony Williams. Ebony!
Hey, Makisha. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, thank you so much. You truly are your family, man. Like, as your mom, you, your brother, and your dad, you guys are such great people to to know and be a part of. You guys have treated us like family. And I'm just honored to be a part of your family. It's been truly, it's been a great ride. It's been a great ride, and we're gonna keep riding out together. You know, and especially with all your new adventures. And I just want you know to kind of just relax. We just go chat it up for a couple of minutes and just some girl chat. You know, just give us some of your success stories and tips on your business adventures and different things like that. So let's go into this. I have some questions because this is a little interview. Nothing formal, so don't be. You know me. I don't know formal. I'm just me, goofy me, right? I'm alive. We're gonna have a good time. So if nothing, you don't have to be uptight or anything like that. It's just real sweet and you know just off the cuff. So this is my first question for you. As a business owner, what are your top three priorities? Like, what are your top three priorities for your business?
So my number one priority for both of my businesses is like providing like excellent customer care. Like that is one of the things I like take so much pride in. I really try to value my customer because I love each and every one of you. And I mean, I couldn't do what I'm doing or be where I'm at without you. So that's the first thing. And then, you gotta have like a real passion, you know, having that passion and good energy, it like that right there, you know, it makes me, you know, just be able to provide a good service, be able to connect with my clients and feel like I'm doing something good. And then you have to stay innovative. Like, you have to continuously, you know, update yourself, find out what's new, find out what's popular, be able to, you know, change with the times. And, you know, if you can do those three things, I think with any business, then, you know, you're good. You can really
make
it.
That is good. That's good with that innovative, because, see, I think because in the hair world, some stylists get content with what they know how to
yes.
do. They don't go back and re-educate themselves
yes.
or stay up with the trends and different things like that. They're comfortable mm-hmm. with where they're at, and they don't grow. And that can hinder your business for your next phase. You know, I know people, you know, I know they're like,
absolutely.
I got my customers, I'm okay. But, hey, there's more out there. And if you're
right.
able to do it, why hold yourself back?
Yep.
So that is good. So you
it's
said
true.
Customer care, passion, and innovative. And those are, I can definitely see, because you, all your customers and clients, you have a relationship with them, and you can tell, like, we don't ever want to leave the salon.
I never want you to leave either.
That's how amazing it is. Like, you know, because we get to talking, and especially if we haven't seen each other in a long time, it's like, girl, we about to sit here and have a good conversation. You forgot that your hair's on, you look good, you took all your pictures, and you still like, oh, I have to go home.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty dope. All right. So how did you come up with this business idea? And how did you get into doing hair? Like, what made you were you born like one of those little girls? How did you come up with something that you do hair?
All right, girl, I started on my Barbie's hair, and then from my Barbie's hair, it was to my Cabbage Patch hair. But yeah, I began like having this passion for hair ever since I was probably about 13 years old. My mom always took us to get our hair done, and I was so fascinated with how the stylist could just transform, you know, people's hair. And then I saw the women come in one way and then leave out with, like, confidence, looking beautiful. And, like, I just always wanted to, like, be able to create that feeling for other people, too.
You do a good job, baby.
Yes. I love to, like... I just love making women feel beautiful and feel confident,
yeah.
you know? I mean,
you
know,
do
I
it,
see
girl.
Clients with alopecia, all different types of things. And so I said, you know what? I want to be able to provide these services. I want people to all have a chance to look and feel good, you know, whether it's a weave, a wig, your natural hair, anything. So I just, you know, took a liking to it early, and I have had a passion for hair since I can remember. At this point, I
think that's pretty dope, because, like, when you talk to cosmetologists or people who does hair, their story starts the same way. And they're like, when I
yes.
was little, I started off my Barbie dolls, then I started doing people hair in the neighborhood, and da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that is so fascinating, because I can't do hair, and I didn't have that passion. Like,
yes.
I
did.
Always,
and you know what? My first salon was my mom's kitchen. She had this little counter with a mirror going all the way across, and I had all my friends, neighborhood people, my mom's friends. They left $800 stylists to come to my mom's kitchen.
Oh my God! I think that is so amazing, man. That is so amazing how. It started off with a passion, and it started just
yeah.
like how I was saying, you know, how people despise small beginnings. People don't want to jump on board when you're small. Like, they're like, I don't want to do that
right.
and stuff. It's like when you become successful, then everybody want to flock to you and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. You know what I'm saying? But they don't want to be in the trenches with you when you begin. You know what I'm saying? But you can't despise
right.
small beginnings, because with vision and prayer and execution, that small seed can blossom into
yep.
you creating a masterpiece. You have this oil that you and your friend, your friend, came up with that is amazing. So that's, I think it's super, okay, I'm jumping ahead of myself. I'm just super pumped. I'm just super
pumped. But yeah, yeah,
I'm just like,
girl.
Oh, yes. I'm so proud of you. Yes. It's just unbelievable how awesome and proud of you I am. So listen to this. So I know, are your customers likely to refer you to others? Because I'm sure they are, because I have sent plenty of people to you. Do you use social media? How do you market yourself?
To be honest, you know what? Client referral and word of mouth have been like that, like 90% of my business for years, honestly.
Oh, wow.
I mean, even with social media, I definitely post on social media. We have to nowadays, right? But I mean, those clients will still tag me, tag people to my page, you know, at me on social media. But most of them, you know, they tell their family, friends, you know, everyone about me. So that's another thing about it, too, is like, you know, you liable to come to the salon one day and you see your cousin is there, too, at the same time or whatever, because
yes.
I do a lot of family's hair. Yeah. Yeah. It's really cute. So a lot of family. Mm-hmm.
I know. I see little kids and like their parents bringing their whole girl group, like their whole family's in there. And you're like doing like two or three little girls' hair and the mama hair. So I just think that is just super amazing. And I know your business is successful for word of mouth because your work is so good. Like I remember, you know, in the summertime, I go into this island thing. I think I'm from St. Thomas or somewhere in my former life. And, you know, I'll start be like, you know, if I want to see close to my birthday or something like that, I'll be calling you and be like, girl, I'm about to get these crochet braids and then or something like that. And you always be like, you be like, amping it up. Yes, girl, go with it, go with it. And, you know, you know, I never liked the color in the beginning, but you're doing it in other people's hair and maybe like want to be a, no, I want some color now. Like I can't do hair without no color now. I'm like, what's this black hair? No, that's not fair. I need some color. Like that's, you know, make it, put some color or some funk on that thing. I don't want to just have no black hair.
Exactly. It's a build up. You know, you have to ease people into things. You have to know what people like, know their style, and then see, okay, I can say, you know what, I know she likes this, I know she likes that. Let me see if I could gradually get her into this or that just to try something
and
different,
you
know?
You do, because, you know, I was the bob queen, right? I would never do anything but a bob.
Ma'am.
And it would be the same way. The bob queen. Yep. I was a bob queen even when I was in high school, okay? Now, that is horrible.
Yes.
And you still,
yes, ma'am,
high school 20-plus years, and you still rocking the same style from high school.
Yes.
That's just too comfortable. That's just way too comfortable. But, honey, not no more. Baby girl, you that got me out that shit.
Right.
I will rock a long wig, blonde wig, all
the
wig,
curly wig, curly color.
Yes, absolutely. I just think it's so.
I love it.
So amazing, but it's all because you build up that confidence in that woman. Like you say, you have the passion for it, and you build up the confidence in the woman to let her know, baby girl, you can wear this, and it'll look amazing on you. So when I walk out of your salon and out of your chair and I look in the mirror, I don't have to doubt in my mind like, oh, I'm gonna hate this. I know without a shadow of my doubt, and my shadow of a doubt, that it's gonna look amazing. Uh-huh. And when I come home to my husband, he's like, whoa, you went all the way. So I think that
is
amazing to me that you have that gift and that passion for it. Okay, so let's talk about this this cocoa hair oil and body and serum. Like, give me a little glimpse into how you came up with this vision and how people can get a hold to it and all that good stuff.
Okay. Absolutely. So Cocoa Grow is C-O-A-C-O-G-R-O-W. It's spelled that way because the other selling for COCO is already taken, so we had to go with COCO Grow, COACOGROW. And the company was started by myself and my business partner, Awali. And what happened is one day she approached me, and she was asking me what is the best way she could get out of her sewing and wear her natural hair and it be healthy and full, you know, and everything. And, of course, like all of us, we have the sew-in. We start doing the heat damage if you don't, you know, close it all in. And so I said, you know what? I said, let's do some more protective styles, like the wigs. And, of course, like, you know, a wig definitely is my passion, too. And I have so many different types. So what she went to was the U-part wig. And I said, let's come up with an oil or something I can be using in between, because this wig she takes off and then she can treat her hair, put it back on. I said, perfect, let's do that. We both came up with, you know, our best top hair growth, you know, oils and minerals and vitamins and herbs. And so we said, let's mix it up. We mixed one up. That's our formula three, which is definitely the most popular, but they're all really, really good and really high quality. And so we started, we mixed it up, and I just only used it on her hair and my own hair, but mostly for her because I would still see her. I took a break from doing hair, but I still saw her consistently every other week during that time. So now when you take a look on our website, you'll see the before picture, and then you'll see the after picture, and that's her hair, and it's the exact same section that we parted out, and you can see, like, the thickness, the vitality, the growth, everything. That happened over that time, and it was about a year and 2 months in between those two pictures. And so once we saw the growth for ourselves, we were like, wow, you know, we have to bottle this up. We have to share because, like I said, I have a passion, and I'm thinking, hey, how many clients do I have, you know, that can also benefit from this? How many people does she know, you know, that can benefit from this? And it's just like, once you get two people together and you have this passion, like I said, and the creativity, I mean, it has exploded. Like, we started with that one oil. We bottled it up. We had four oils. And right now we have nine different products.
Oh, my God.
Once you start, you can't stop, you know? We did that. You know, We did the trial on her hair, and now, I mean, it's working good. We've been getting, I mean, people have been supportive. They have been coming. They have been sending the pictures. They have been saying, hey, I had a spot grow in. Like, you know, it just makes us feel really, really good. But our Instagram. Thank you. Yes, our Instagram is at Coco Grow. Again, it's COACOGROW. And then on our Coco Grow, you can DM us anytime, or in the bio, there's a link to our Etsy store where you can purchase oils, you know, directly there. But if you have any questions, you need a little consultation, anything like that, definitely reach out. And then, you know, my phone number, you can call me anytime, 770-686-0494. So I'm able to do, consultation, any question, text, call. We're completely open.
I love that, Ebony. And she's not mine, and I have all that information in the segment so you guys can see that. And you always, even like the funny thing to me is I remember you have style seat or seat style or something like that. And you had us to use that to schedule an appointment, girl. Everybody was like, we don't want to do that. We just want to text you.
Yeah. People were upset with me, honey. I had to have, let me tell you, I had to have a little private conversation with everybody. Like, girl, you know I love you, and you know I would never ask you to do it. But the true fact of the matter is like, I would get busy, and I would get overwhelmed because people would want to book an appointment with me and text me, and that's totally fine. And I put you down, and then you text me back and you say, hey, can you switch it to this day at that time? And I say, cool. Mm-hmm. But then you come back and you switch it again. Now, I'm very flexible. A lot of stylists aren't like that, but you know me. If I can do it, I will bend over backwards to make a way for you. And by that time, The third message, girl, I'll be honest with you, I have, like, at that point, I just gave up on it because I can't. I'm doing hair. I'm busy in between. I had to use a scheduling app. I told them, and I begged people, please understand. I'm so sorry. And then they said, okay, I get it. But at first, y'all were mad at me.
It was hard, man. Ebony, I'm going to tell you, girl, it was hard. It was super duper hard. But I respect it because you are a businesswoman, and you have other clients. You have a life outside of doing wigs and oil and stuff. You have a family too. So as a business owner, you have to have order, right? And even though we're spoiled clients, right? Because you give us great service, we have to respect the boundaries of understanding that, hey, this girl didn't just do hair. She has other priorities that she has to put in place. But yeah, I just remember the conversation in the salon when them people was mad because they can't test you. I'm going to get my hair done. Can you do this sewing for me? Oh, that was hilarious. Oh, my God. Everybody has to get comfortable with that. But I respect that. I respect that as a businesswoman. You have to create boundaries. And especially if you want to come get your hair done, I can't just, like, that's not fair to you if they keep texting you and all that stuff. But, hey, I get it, girl. I totally get it. So these custom wigs, like, so, like, we're switching gears now because, you know, I'm about that custom wig life now.
Ma'am.
And, you know, I, at first, I would not wear a wig. I was thinking of, you think of wigs, you think about your grandmama and them wigs. You remember when you used to go to church, Lord, and them wigs, Lord, and looking all crazy, what size and stuff, honey. But wigs have come.
They have come such a long way.
Oh, my God. And I have no clue about, and you know me, I'm so dumbfounded. I have to use you as a major resource when it comes down to this innovative wig life, because it changes so much, the lace front here, the 360, all these different things. I didn't even know what that stuff was. I didn't even know what that is.
I think it's so cool
that you are so innovative and that you're so trending, that you're on top of. So if I say it to you, you'd be like, this is what this is, and you could educate me, even though I could do the same thing. But I just think it's so cool that you are up on all the new trends of with these wigs and stuff like that. So how, if somebody wants a custom wig today, what would they need to do today if they want a custom wig from you?
You could, like I said, you can give me a call or you can go on my Instagram. It's Hey Girly Wigs, and that's just HEY.GIRLY.WIGS. You can DM me on there. You can call me. My number is listed on there. You can also come by the store. It's at 5280 Buford Highway, Suite B, and then that's Doraville, Georgia, 30340. And then, you know, we can go from there. You can send me pictures. You know, I just need to know what you like. You know, I like to go off of what you're comfortable with, what's your look, or what ideal look do you have for yourself, and then I can build something from there. Like, once I see that, then it's like, okay, I know. And then I find out your lifestyle habits and, you know, what type of wig is going to be the most, like, comfortable for you and easiest for you to wear. Because we all see stuff online, and they look beautiful. I mean, gorgeous and flawless. But the bottom line is that that's, you know, celebrity hair and everyday women hair is two different things. And so I usually deal with the everyday woman. And so that's who, you know, that's my bread and butter. That's my heart. That's who I, you know, feel the most gratification from, you know, uplifting women like me. And so because of that, I, you know, I like to know, what's your lifestyle? What do you see for yourself? And then I help you create that look from there. And it's, I mean, it's so many differences now. So it's, you know, we can, I mean, wigs have come so far, like you said.
Yes.
We can create that. Totally.
And you, and I remember sending you pictures, and I'll be like, when I get, and then when you get it to, when I get on, you install it, and because, see, I like mine so down.
because it's it looks like a sew-in, you know, and it's so much easier. Yep. And I could just bundle it up, put my bonnet on,
that's
and
right.
just keep going, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, and I don't have to worry about that. But right now I'm in the stage of pulling it off and putting it back on. I'm like, well, this is not working for me. This is not working for me.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes you can do the pull on and the pull off, but it's sometimes where you just want the hair on your head and you want to be cute all
yes.
the time.
This is gonna make you laugh. So over the weekend, you know, it's Mother's Day weekend, and so I had my wig on and everything, and Kevin and Ariel's upstairs, and we're all in the room. We're just like, I'm having a good time. And I was like, okay, it's time for me to take my hair off. And they're looking at me like, what happened? Like, you look all cute, and now you look like Mandy May. Like, what has happened?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, to myself, bro, I need to be this way. Going back on, bro. I know this quarantine stuff. I've just seen people coming with a little bit mask, and I was like, I'm going to have to get with Ebony and say, listen, girl, I'm about to wear my sanitization, my mask, and everything. I'm going to need you to go nowhere in your house. But I don't care. I just need my hair. And that's over my eyebrows. And that's crazy, right? Because my eyebrows look like a bushy band. That's okay, too. It's something about that hair.
They were taking polls online.
The woman,
and they said, they were taking polls online, and they said women were flying to Georgia just to get their hair done because the state had opened back up. I said, what?
Oh, girl, I can totally believe it. If you look at the statistics, I looked at the statistics about hair. It says that the global hair weave and extension market is estimated to reach revenue over $10 billion by 2023. $10 billion, okay? Half of them is some of us.
I'm telling you, hair is like, we're so creative, you know, we have that innovation. I mean, all these different things we're doing, it is a billion-dollar industry. And, I mean,
there are millionaire
black women who are, you know, killing it with the beauty industry. It's amazing.
I think that's amazing. I'm praying that you're going to be in the $1 billion because you actually, your customer service, and your passion for it is just amazing. I actually got a question. She said, one of the viewers said, what about wigs for small heads? The store wigs are just way too big. She needs help.
That's a problem.
My sister too, she has a small head. And I think me and my niece came to your place to get wigs, and their head is small. So what do you recommend for them? They have to have that band. That's one of the things. But do you suggest anything else?
Well, definitely the band, definitely a wig grip, but actually you just need a really good custom wig, and that's something that would be made, like I can make it for you. I sell factory wigs also, which is what I know what you guys got were factory wigs, and so those are more of like a universal fit, but when you get an actual custom wig, then that means the measurement is made directly towards your head size, so it would be made for her head, so she can get a custom wig. She can DM me, you know, show me the style she wants. I can tell her, you know, about how much it would cost and, you know, what the best thing to use to make the wig. But she needs a custom wig. Then that way, because they can be made on a small cap, you can choose your cap size, and therefore it would fit better. Because I have a lot of
Because then you start being insecure. Yes. And that's the worst thing as a woman.
I mean, we already have that stigmatism about wigs anyway. And so it's like, yeah, you want to wear a wig, you don't want people to know you're wearing one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
it
right,
should look
right.
like a real good sew-in, a real good wig, but we shouldn't look and say, oh, your wig pretty. No. Like, you want
definitely.
It to look good and you want it to fit good, and it has to fit right. And that's the beauty in the custom wig, because the custom wig is going to be tailored directly to your head size.
So did
yeah.
you,
and,
for her next question, to a follow-up question for that, she said, can you take a factory wig and make it fit to their head? Is that possible too, or what would you do in that type of situation?
Yeah, that is also possible too, but it's going to depend on the type of wig that she gets, because
gotcha.
Some of them, it's a universal size, but you can, it can be tweaked, but you know it takes a little
mm-hmm.
bit of work. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, Ebony, you are truly a champ, man. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a great conversation. You know, us ladies, we love our hair. We want to look good. You can have on a nice outfit and your hair ain't done, you feel like trash. You can have on trash and your hair is nice. Girl, you think you are evil flying high. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You play a major part in this, and I truly appreciate you, and you're innovative, and all your three priorities are right on target. You definitely make sure your customer care, your passion, and you're definitely an innovative woman. And I am so honored to just even know you, and I just know God's going to bless you with many more endeavors with your oil. It's going to go places, your wigs, and all that stuff, because you care for women who have alopecia and different things like that. And every woman just want to feel good about themselves and have good self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And hair is a very important piece of it. And you do that to the you rock that out all the way. And
thank
I'm sending more people
you.
Your way. So
thank you.
It's been a great show. Your contact information, I'm going to make sure all of that is in the segment so people can contact you. So don't be looking out for people to contact you so they can get their custom wigs and their cocoa growth oil for their hair and their body. And you also have beard oil, because I saw some guy,
mm-hmm.
he posted a
yes.
video, girl, he has like this long beard. I was like, okay, there, go on,
yes.
you want that? He was like, her name is Ebony Williams, and she's at Hey Girlie
yeah.
Boutique, and this is the oil I
yes.
got, and stuff like that. So I'm just super proud of you, and look forward
thank
to
you.
Keep sharing this walk with you. And I'm gonna text you after this show so I can get your back.
Yes, girl, come get this wig, girl.
I'm gonna have my mask and all my stuff to make sure I'm straight. But don't worry, I'm sure you're gonna have yours too. But I cannot keep putting
yes.
this wig on and all. This is just not the vision for my life. I'm sorry.
No.
After a couple of times, I'll rock with it, and then it's like, okay, I'm done with this. I need something
right.
to stick down and stuff
like
that.
I need something
but
stable. Exactly.
I know you do. I know you do, Bear. And I appreciate you so much for your time. I'm going to go ahead and, like I said, I'll have all your information posted. I'll tag you on this so you can have new people to come to share this experience with you, because you are truly one of a kind. And I just want to say thank you so much for your time, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much, honey.
Thank you so much. All right, Dumping Ground family, this is another episode. Until next Tuesday, you can follow Ebony. Her information will be listed below in the comments. And thank you so much. Until next Tuesday, happy Tuesday.